From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Jubal, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Be lonesome, lonesome, you'll be, cried the faded man in his sleep. Be gone, I've gone to be, but in the morning I'll be free. No shackle, no shackle, iron shackles on me like the sparrow to the tree. No cold, no cold, so cold I am, but awake me in a peace. I don't feel on you, I don't feel alone. I don't feel on you, I don't feel alone. Oh my son,
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 488th live performance. Nice to have you here with us tonight. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes Jubal, the duo of Taylor Kress and Bonnie Simmons. Taylor is originally from Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and Bonnie from Clinton, Tennessee. Bonnie and Taylor began performing together for the first time in December of 2013, so not really all that long ago. But then that was interrupted, as I read this, by choices to attend colleges, education in different areas. Now performing together again, though, they are Jubal. We will learn all kinds of things about Jubal this evening. I know we'll be playing some music from their new album, their debut album, Blood Root. We're going to hear a lot about these folks. Welcome to Red Barn Radio, ladies and gentlemen, Jubal.
Thank you. hands are scarred, my lips are blue, and I'm involved with a girl like you. And
I keep searching,
oh, I keep searching. Like a child born, still like the morn. My hands are bleeding and my lungs are needing. And
I am ready, oh so ready. Please, oh steady.
I'm Brad Becker, and I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, and tonight we are here in Art's Place with Jubal. Jubal is Taylor Kress on guitar and Bonnie Simmons. Probably a good place for us to start, you guys, would be with the bio. Let's kind of break that down a little bit. Taylor, your bio said that you started playing music at 8 years old. Is that just when your parents said you will take piano lessons now, or?
Oak Ridge, where I'm from, offers an orchestra program. I started playing violin in, I guess, fourth grade.
Played violin.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you started with. So you learned to read music right away. And did you have a teacher who was someone who was going to sort of take you through Suzuki and that kind of a thing? Or did you have a folk fiddler type of teacher?
It was a classical. It wasn't an individual. It was more of, it was an individual teacher, yes, but it was it was like high school band, basically. But
okay, so you didn't take private lessons?
No, I never took private.
Okay.
And I was never that good at the violin. That's why I started playing guitar.
At some point in time, did you have that difficult conversation with your parents and say, I don't want to play this anymore. And
no, I actually played.
Mom and Dad wept and that kind of thing.
I actually played violin all the way through 12th grade in high school. I can play still. I just never was that good at classically.
Uh-huh.
Classically trained violinist.
My brother went north when I was young. He lived and died there alone. With one brother gone. Should come a time when I would peek, as did the way and linger weak. Then the leaves began ascending, so did I keep it gentle, that I would not repeat my brother's path. So lady, my love, feed me.
Do you ever imagine that you could pick it up? Or maybe you already do.
I don't. I've actually wanted to. I just need to buy some strings.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to learn old-time fiddle.
Yeah.
Instead.
Well, there's a lot of opportunities to learn that around here and around where you live.
For sure.
Have you gotten a different violin since you were, you know, in high school? Or you have the same one?
Same one, yeah.
It says at age 16, so let's move forward to your sophomore year in high school. At age 16, you started to write your own music.
Yeah. Started writing in high school. I guess I learned just simple chords on a guitar and started writing stuff. And it wasn't very good, but I don't play that anymore.
Did you get a guitar as a gift as a young person?
Yeah.
Or did you pick it out?
It was $50 at Target.
Nice.
It was a Def Leppard edition. It had like a British flag all over the top. It was the first guitar right there.
It was an electric, your first one?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Get the amp and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And what did you like to play at that point in time?
I was really into Tom Petty. Yeah.
Nice.
Tom Petty was like my first main influence.
Love it there.
Yeah, I was really obsessed with Tom Petty.
I'm drawing a blank. The guitarist for Tom Petty is
Mike Campbell.
Oh yeah, that's a good one to follow.
He's a great guitar player.
He's
yeah.
great. Yeah, he's great. So you got into your electric guitar and
started playing with some friends in high school, and we formed a. I guess then it was just a cover band, and we played at after football games at like an this ice cream shop in town, North Ridge.
It's
like
an
the
ice
only place.
Shop?
It was right next to the football field, so people would come out and. Would try to.
Oak Ridge is a weird. It's a place.
Oak Ridge is a weird town. That went on. I played with them till my freshman year in college, and we started playing. I guess like weird folk mixed with like psychedelic music, because I liked playing folk music, but they liked doing other stuff. So.
Okay, so you were bringing the acoustic instrument into the mix.
I always played acoustic. I was not very good at soloing. I'm a pretty poor soloist.
I've been down in Kansas, and I've been down in a well. Of both them places, the hole's better than this hell. Low was the sunset, along the dogs in wine, singing of their troubles, but none the likes of mine. Settle your prospects and settle in time. Swing low and forfeit to Kansas and the pines. So cover your callous and cover your crime. Like a lady, her malice, and a man, his bride. Tell all the people with fences built to fend. I don't want no trouble, I just need a friend. Settle your prospects and settle in time. Swing low and forfeit to Kansas and the pine. I saw her standing, and once I saw her kneel in a garden of roses into the back of another's heel. They say the wind carries a message to the door of the one in need. I've begun to question whether this wind can carry me. Settle your prospects and settle in time. Swing low and forfeit to Kansas and the pines. Settle your prospects and settle in time. Swing low and forfeit. Kansas and the Pines.
Thank you.
I guess my impression was that you all were doing some playing then during your high school years. Is that not right?
Not together. Okay. We actually didn't meet until after I graduated high school. I sang with a couple female friends in just an a cappella situation. So it was really different switching to a male vocal.
I bet,
partner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were you singing a cappella?
You
mean like barbershop type?
No, not quite. I don't really know. We honestly would just do it when people would ask us to. Some of it was covers, a lot of like traditional songs, a lot of gospel songs. A couple of us would write occasionally just throughout high school. But friends' parents' 50th birthday parties.
So you and
the
your
extent of it.
So your trio sort of became known in your area, or in your circle, was
somewhat.
It?
Somewhat, yeah,
sort
yeah,
of more
yeah.
In your circle.
For sure.
For playing. And so did you come from a church background? Is that where you learned how to sing?
No, I guess to an extent I would say yes, but my whole family is pretty musical, mainly both my parents, and just always sang with my mom. So basically just out of necessity sang harmony because she did and she taught me. And yeah, so I've always done that. And I mean, I guess I did sing in church a lot just with another friend separate from that. And we would do that just for fun.
Have you always had sort of a knack for doing harmony?
For sure. I can't not do it, which is kind of a problem sometimes.
That's not a problem.
Nah.
That is not a problem. So yeah. Take us to the point where you guys first met.
We met through a mutual friend who is from a town close to Clinton called Norris. And so he's been, you know, a friend in a small town my whole life. But he went to high school at Oak Ridge. Another friend of ours threw together a summer like music festival thing just within our town and had asked Taylor to play at it. And I guess we met through that. Playing separately. I guess we didn't play together before I left for school, but I moved to Canada for 6 months and went to school at McGill. We didn't start really playing together until I came home after that semester.
Mm-hmm. Why'd you go to McGill?
I just did.
You don't have to have a good reason to go to McGill. It's a great school, but what is it that took you up all the way to Canada to go and study?
Got in. I applied to like 3 schools and had initially planned on staying at UT Knoxville. And it sounds like a movie, but I had a really bad breakup and like kind of scary bad, honestly, like didn't want to be in the same town.
Yeah.
And I thought, why not? And my parents were all for it because I don't know. I don't know why, honestly. I didn't have a reason to. but I went, and it was good for
a semester. Yeah, so it was a good
semester,
time.
And then
yeah, so it was a good time
back.
Of healing for you and to sort of get out of town and get up into the cold.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice. It was a good way to appreciate Knoxville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
This one's called California Kid. It's a new song. I guess in the last month.
UT now. I'm a junior, so I got a little bit left.
And what are you doing in school?
I'm doing anthropology and biology, so a little more on the like forensic side of anthropology.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you weren't Jubal when you first started playing together. Can you remember your first gig together?
Yeah, it was actually the Blue Plate Special.
And it was?
Yeah, at WDBX in Knoxville. I was playing solo.
It was your show. Yeah.
It was my show, and we added her on one of my songs.
And you had a couple of somebody else with you?
Oh, no, it was me and her
mom. My mom said you should sing on this song.
And Bonnie should sing the song, and she worked it out. So. Uh-huh. So we played that, and we were like, that sounds pretty good. And yeah. So I guess it took us about probably 6 months before we really started actually trying to play more together. And then the name Jubal, this is a new project after we've finally got our sound that we think is pretty cohesively us. We determined that in August. So that's Jubal's the combination. I was tired of being just Taylor Kress, and I wanted Bonnie to have, I guess, more of a part in it.
Yeah. Well, do you mind telling us how the name Jubal came?
I really like my dogs. And we have a dog named Jubal.
Dog named Jubal. I saw you.
Dog named Jubal.
Is this like a Jack Russell?
It's the Jack Russell. Yeah.
It's a, okay.
Actually, so we finished recording the album and everything, and my sister did the artwork on it. And everything was completely done except for the name. And she's like, guys, I can't finish it. Give me a name. And we just couldn't decide on something. And we were like, yeah, just go with it. And turns out, he's a cool dog. It turns out Jubal's actually a biblical character, and he's like the father of stringed instruments or something of the sort. Which we had no idea.
Oh, good. I didn't know that.
Yeah, we didn't either until afterwards.
I knew it was a biblical name, but
we didn't know that.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Jubal, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We'll be right back. This is Red Barn Radio.